USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As predicted, COVID-19 outbreaks are sprouting up around the United States. The coronavirus death toll here is approaching 120,000, and there are more than 2.2 million cases. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Trump administration is keeping an eye on areas with flare-ups of the disease.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The House is getting ready for a vote this week on a bill to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes, so they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic. A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. Three other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reddy. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
According to the NCAA, they're not allowing tournaments in states flying the Confederate flag. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The NCAA has announced that NCAA Championship Series will not be held in states where the Confederate flag has a prominent presence. The statement targeted Mississippi, writing it's the only state currently affected by the new policy. Mississippi has the only state flag that currently includes the Confederate battle emblem. The flag has come under increased scrutiny recently due to its ties to slavery. The association hosts 90 championships in 24 sports every year. NCAA President Mark Emmert said, "The championships are a special experience for college athletes, and we must do all we can to ensure NCAA actions reflect our commitment to inclusion and support all student athletes."
KPIX-TV reporter John Ramos says prisons like San Quentin are a source of great concern for health experts that are battling COVID-19.
Protesters gathered outside to sound an alarm about COVID-19. Paul Goldman says he was recently released from prison and actually spent a short time in San Quentin.
Realistically, is there a way to avoid getting COVID-19 if you're in that prison?
I don't see that there's any way to avoid in any prison in the state of California. There's no social distancing. There's no segregation. The guards just don't care about the inmates, so they're not following the guidelines. They're not wearing masks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.